If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Some of you today have no other choice but to have to deal with the really annoying coworker over 30 who still loves pulling pranks on April Fool's Day. How many of you still love doing this? You love a good prank? It's Peaks Why Morning's Moose Breezy. I mean, I get the whoopee cushion is still a fan favorite.
I like literally...
If you're under 10.
I was like talking to Moose about this off the air. I was like, oh, it's April Fool's Day. He's like, you know, I never really got into it, you know. But I just went out and bought 50 whoopee cushions and, you know, shaving cream. I'm like, so you spent money on it, but you weren't really into it. Right, of course. And honestly, this seems like your brand back in the day. Like,
well,
you were a jokester, you were a prankster. Seems like this could have been probably your favorite holiday.
I got in trouble one time at work for it. I'll get into that, but most people like a good, clean, harmless joke. You calling everyone in your family today to tell them that you have cancer and you're just waiting until the end of the day to call them back and say, April Fools, that's not funny.
Right.
That's diabolical.
I think that April Fools jokes and pranks are very juvenile. And I do think that, you know, there's a time in your life, a time and a place to have fun and joke around. And if it's innocent and it's like harmless, okay. Whatever. And some people, you know, I think the older you get, the less you remember that April 1st is even April Fool's Day, right? Because
it's
not as important to you.
Well, I think that's what's sad about getting older is we lose the magic.
Right.
It's kind of like Christmas. You're not as excited as you once were.
Absolutely.
And that comes with all holidays, including April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. I used to be so into it as a child. Like, I had a book that...
gave you a rundown of all the jokes.
Yeah.
All the pranks.
Good pranks that you could be using. My go-to, which really made my parents angry, was saran wrap over the toilet bowl underneath the seat.
What? How does that work?
You put clear plastic saran wrap over the toilet bowl, put the seat down, and then when they go to pee, it splashes back up at them.
Oh, okay. So it's just your bathroom's covered in urine?
I mean, not mine, my parents.
Oh, that's right. You weren't paying the bills.
Okay, thank you so much. Or, there's a lot of toilet jokes. Or, you write something on the toilet paper, so when they unroll it, they can read it. I mean, the jokes go on and on. I think the innocent ones are like, you go buy a box of donuts for your coworkers and you fill them with a fruit basket or something healthy for you.
Yeah. So my uncle has a couple of health issues, you know, and now he's pushing 80, and he loves lottery scratch-off tickets, loves them. So, of course, what did I do? I bought a couple of fake winners, and I put them in a pile with regular ones. He thought he won $1 million. Until we told him, hey, you know, April Fools, I thought this poor guy was going to have an aneurysm.
Yeah.
He was not in the mood for jokes. I thought he was going to pull out a kitchen knife and murder all of us.
When it comes to people's money, health, loved ones, safety, death, I don't think that those are really things to be joked about, because I do genuinely believe that it could send them into an absolute tailspin where they actually harm themselves. I'm not saying like on purpose, but they have an aneurysm, they have a heart attack, whatever the case may be. If you go to your bank account this morning and you put something up there where it looks like your entire bank account has been hacked, or you get a text message, your entire bank account has been hacked, whatever the case may be. April Fools. Not my entire life savings going down the drain. That's enough to make anybody.
It's all about being creative, you guys.
Correct.
Good, clean, harm, fun. Because today, good, clean, harm, fun.
A lot of harm, a lot of clean fun. I'm like, wait, what?
You know, you got to
harm everyone, but make sure it's clean.
That's what it's about, okay?
Harm everyone, including your neighbors.
But it's got to be clean.
Yes.
Today is really all about catching people off guard. Alia says, hi, I'm with you guys. This day is really insufferable. I have a guy I work with in his 50s who thinks wrapping your office chair in tape dispenser and foil is hilarious.
I also would agree and argue that if you're pulling April Fool's pranks past the age of, God, I'll give it to you, 20.
No. There's no age limit on this day. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
There's no age limit. As long as what you're doing is creative and fun, who cares how old you are? This person, I absolutely hate it. Random jump scares, people saying things that aren't true, all of that stuff just really makes me uncomfortable. I had a psychotic breakdown last year. Because of it, the fear really gets to a person when they have anxiety and paranoia issues.
So I feel like April Fool's Day is like a couple steps down from like the purge. I really do. I mean, like, there's no killing people,
extreme.
Obviously.
Very extreme.
It's the closest thing we have to the purge that there is. There's this one day of the year where you can kind of just like do whatever you want and not get really any repercussions for it. But I don't know. I'm just...
So one,
I'm not in, I'm retired. I'm not in. I'm not as into it as I once was.
So going back, quite some time now, we had a bunch of clients come in to the radio station, and we had our GM, and we had a bunch of people that were sitting in the conference room, a couple salespeople. Listen, you guys want to get some good prank stuff for April Fool's Day? You got to go to Spencer Gifts in the mall. That's where it's all at. So I paid like $20. I bought a whole bunch of stink bombs. And before the meeting started, I cracked them open and I put them in the conference room behind the drapes, behind the garbage can, one under someone's chair. It reeked in there. And everybody was looking at everyone else to see who
cut the cheese.
Who cut the cheese? And it was hilarious.
So what happened?
But I was the only one laughing. Everyone else had watery eyes. I never told anyone about it. I just kept it to myself. It was hilarious.
Here we are now. They're like, I can't believe we hired this guy back. I can't believe it.
It was funny, though. In creative. In harmless.
People's eyes were bleeding, but
not
maybe.
Sure if that deal ever went through, though.
Right. I wouldn't say so.
Ben says, I enjoy it. I'm 42 and still think the whoopee cushion is absolutely hilarious. Right. I won't bring it into work, but last year I put red food coloring in my wife's drink. So when she went to the bathroom, she thought she was peeing blood.
Again,
oh, Ben, joking harmless
with someone,
fun.
Again, joking with someone's medical history is not great. Clean harm fun. Right.
Too many people today, Breezy, take themselves too seriously. This is a day about pranking people and having fun. It's not that serious. It's just about catching people off guard, like Moose said. That's so true. That's what it's about. You know what I mean?
So Moose, if you're gonna, it was clean harm fun. Everyone's eyes were bleeding. I would be so mad.
Don't let the tradition die today, you guys. Be creative. And then text us or send us what pranks you did on our social. We'd love to see them. 98PXY Rochester.
Moose would love to see them.
I would absolutely love to see
them. Not you jotting down notes.
Got something to say? Go or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Absolutely. You know what time it is. You know the sound of that tune. It's Rochester Red Wings opening day, baby.
Yes, it is. Is it that... What is it? 20-degree guarantee?
50-degree guarantee for the Rochester Red Wings today. So if you're not familiar, right now the temperature stands at the high of 30 degrees. So probably not going to reach 50 degrees.
No, not 30. At least 38. Still warmer.
In the 30s.
Yeah, 38 for the high today.
Gonna be freezing. So if you're not familiar, every single year for the opening day of the Red Wings... GM, our king, Dan Mason from the Rochester Red Wings, makes a 50-degree guarantee that if it's not 50 degrees or higher, you will get a free ticket for the next game that you want to go to, essentially, for, I think it's April and May. So I think that this is fun. I think there will still be people that will show up, even though it's going to be cold. Bundle on up.
What time's the game?
Tonight it is 6:05, I believe.
4:05.
And it's gonna be a good one. First pitch, like I said, 4:05. Although it's gonna be in the 30s, it is going to be sunny. So bring that blanket. They have a lot of really amazing food specials going on right now.
Oh, the food.
A beautiful beef on weck.
Yeah, the food.
A gorgeous beef on weck I talked about yesterday. And they're preparing they have knit hat giveaways for you. They have magnet calendar schedule giveaways for you. So still go, still have fun. And if you suffer through today in the freezing cold, well, not freezing cold, but in the cold, you can go to any other game in April and May on the Red Wings. No worries.
I'm wondering if the Red Wings are going to maybe partake in a April Fool's joke. So everyone gets there at 4:05, but there's no game today. Now that would be funny.
Absolutely hilarious. Just so funny. Moose is like, I'll call Dan Mason. We'll cancel it.
You got to think outside the box, you guys.
You got to do it.
So important. All right. Enjoy the game today. 4:05 Red Wings home opener. We love it because that means summer is creeping up on us. Protecting your kids' privacy. Very important, especially online. How many parents have done this one trend? Some people find it to be absolutely ridiculous. Kind of like our listener, Chelsea, who's on hold. We'll tell you what it is and talk to her coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
How many parents have posted pictures of their kids online but covered up their face for privacy with some goofy-looking emoji? And some people find it to be absolutely ridiculous as a trend.
It's the tongue out with the wink.
So, honestly, I love
their eyes in that one.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you agree or disagree with this trend, we obviously want to hear from you this morning on this because our listener, Chelsea, who's on hold, is not having it. Ain't that right, Breezy?
She's not, and I agree with her wholeheartedly.
Chelsea, what's up? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so I wanted to give my take on this because I know for some people it's like an unpopular opinion, but it needs to be said.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I find it so completely strange, and I know I speak for a lot of people when I say this, but like stop covering your kids' faces on social media with weird emojis. It's the most annoying thing I have ever seen.
Yes, I've said this before for There I Said It. It's giving my child is going to be a celebrity one day, and I don't want them to have any digital footprint whatsoever to respect their pride. Like, your kid's not that important. And, like, also, I don't care
exactly.
To see it.
Right. So the parents that do it, a lot of them are doing it, obviously, for privacy reasons. But so many of them, I think, are so quick, too, to post, like, the first day of school. I don't remember any parents using these emoji faces to cover their kids' faces. I haven't really seen this trend.
What do you mean you haven't seen this
trend? I haven't really seen people do this.
Oh my God, it's all over my feed. I'm like, am I following a Lego account? What is this? What is this? Oh God, it's horrid. Or like my favorite part is this. My kid's 5 and I've posted their face up until now. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, They've had highlight reels of them, multiple videos, pictures, and they're five. And I'm like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. They just start covering up their kids' faces with emojis or better yet, taking pictures of the back of their head. I love that one, too.
Oh, that's a good one, sure. Why does it bother you so much, though, Chelsea?
Well, because the only thing these parents are doing is ruining their kids' pictures. And like, okay, someone explain to me what the fear of having your kids' pictures online is. Like, I've been posting my kids online since they were little, and there's never been an issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do these parents think that, I don't know, some pedophile is going to be browsing a modest pics of like a kid's birthday party and saying like, oh, that one. Yeah, I have to have that one.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's the case, but I guess anything's possible. I don't know.
People, if that's the way people are thinking, then you might as well not take your kids in public anywhere or have them wear a mask or something.
True. It's very triggering for you.
Just feels like the internet induced this like hysteria. And to me, that's all that is.
So you honestly are not a fan of the emojis over the kids' faces?
No, just don't even take their picture. Don't even post it if you're going to put emojis.
I want to know how many people agree with Chelsea. 585-252-9800. Are you with this trend? Is it something that you actually do? Call us now and let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's my rant. I mean, to the parents who do this, it's odd.
Okay, there you have it.
And I just don't disagree with you.
Yeah, Chelsea, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Oh, the people are peopling.
People are peopling.
They really are. These people act like they're famous. It's so annoying. It really is. Either post a picture without emojis or don't post at all. There's no in between.
I don't understand why it bothers so many people. Honestly, I'm fine with it. It is what it is. And I'll tell you another thing. I haven't really seen anyone do this. You gotta pull your Facebook up. I need to see this.
No, there's so many. Wait, I'll do it right now. Who else is here? If they're not your kids, it's not your problem. Maybe you should mind your own business. Okay. This is Jenna. Honestly, I don't like to post my kids on the internet because the internet is weird. But I'm not putting emojis over them. It's either all or nothing.
It's all in or nothing at all. Let's go over to...
The in-between is crazy.
Logan, good morning. You're live. Go ahead.
I feel like people who are putting pictures over their kids' faces on the internet need to go through their friends list. If they are posting their kids' pictures on their friends list and they need to feel the need to put an emoji over their kid's face, they need to clear out their friends list because obviously they have strangers on there that they don't want their kids...
Logan, that is such a good point. Like, if you have your social media locked up and, you know, it's private and you have all the precautions, why do you feel the need to do this? It's because they don't want to be private. They want to have their cake and eat it, too. And it's just like, I don't know. Listen, again, this person's saying it's not your kid. It's not your life. Totally understandable. But it is just like, I don't want to follow you.
Well, then you have to ask. Do you really think that covering just their faces is helping anything? If you're covering up kids' faces because you don't want people to creep on them, I'm sorry, but those creepers aren't creeping on kids' faces. They're creeping the whole entire child. You might as well emoji your entire child out of the picture.
You got a point, too.
So true.
It's not their faces they're looking at.
That is so true.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Logan. Appreciate you calling in. Andrew says, I agree with the mom that called in. She might sound passive-aggressive, but she's not wrong. And let me be clear, I 100% support not putting your kids' faces on the internet. The thing is, how about don't post the pic at all then?
Right.
It just comes across as cringy, and I don't feel like it's respecting your kids' privacy as much as you think it
is. Keep it for yourself. Like, keep those memories. Take the photos. You don't have to post it. This person says, how about when they post their other kid but put a baby emoji to cover up the baby's face? Yeah, it's like, so you care about one kid's privacy, but not the other. This person says, I totally understand you being annoyed with it, but there's literally a case at the Rochester school where a parent was using photos of children in the kids' classroom and using them to edit inappropriate videos. So I can totally understand the caution. I don't really think there's room to be making fun of people who are simply trying to protect their kids' privacy. I don't think anyone's making fun of them. I think it's just like trying to understand because like, if you go from what Logan just said to all the other people, it's not their faces they're looking at.
Cynthia says, I will post my kids online. And yes, I will always use an emoji or blur their face out. If you think there aren't creepy people on the internet browsing other people's social media doing God knows what with these kids' photos, then you're all delusional.
Then blur out the whole photo. Like, you should just start doing photos of landscape then, because that's really what it is. It doesn't make any sense.
PXY, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi. I also just wanted to chime in about the emojis covering the kids' face. So I do work for the Child Advocacy Center, so I, you know, teach digital safety and things like that. But, you know, even with, like, your account as, you know, private as you can get it, you know, making sure that you do only have friends on your friends list, there is still ways where, you know, people can hack into your social media and take your pictures and, you know, whatever, of whatever, and, you know, they can end up in other places.
Well, I think all of us understand that, you know, what comes with being online. You know what I mean? Those are safety precautions that we all understand, like, hey, when you go online, you face having something like this take place, and we, you
for
know,
sure.
that's right. Basically what happens.
So I mean, I guess, you know, like, I don't really have an opinion on whether people, you know, post their kids or not. Like, I don't have kids, but, you know, it is just, like, something to keep in mind. And, you know, I do see a lot of parents that, you know, like, they're posting first day of school pictures that include, you know, like, the kid's teacher and where they go to school.
That
makes me so uncomfortable.
Right. Well, they're posting in the front of their house, too, with their address on the actual photo.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
like, with a house number in the background.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, so, again, like, I don't necessarily have an opinion on whether or not people post, but I do know that, you know, just through work and stuff, that those pictures can end up
in
some safe places.
Yeah. Thanks so much for weighing in on this. I appreciate it. And that's the risk we all take with being on the internet today. Thank you guys so much for weighing in on this. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.